Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Well, actually, Neil, did you know that today is our 9th anniversary of the show?
Today?
On the day. Yeah. We started on August 18th.
Okay. Nine years?
9 years.
Wow. I can't believe it. It's been 9 years.
It's been nine years. Yeah.
I've been on the radio, over maybe 25 years, but in this format, I was usually a guest, but...
Because you didn't have your own show.
No, didn't have our own show. Well, I had a psychic adventure, it was called.
Oh, that's so right. There was a show that you had briefly.
Around 2009. We started in 2012,
and actually it's the inverted year of the year that we started. It's 2021.
Wow.
So 2021. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, that's encouraging. We do have some callers
in the queue. We're going to be getting to the callers shortly. The number is 914-338-0164. We would ask that you press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. So 415, press 1 if you want a reading, please. 415, if you are listening, thank you. Press number 1. That lets us know you want a reading. And you may follow us on Facebook and Twitter. For those of you who do follow us on Facebook and Twitter and are listening to our shows, you'll know that our cat, we've entered into competition through the Stray Cat Alliance, which is a great organization in the Los Angeles area who does trap and release program. So feral cats, they trap and release. Spaying them, neutering them, of course, after they trap them and release them back to their habitat. And they also do an adoption program. They provide medical care to cats and do fantastic work. They're, you know, completely volunteer run. So I guess probably every year they do a calendar competition. This is the first year we've heard about it, but in any case, we entered Olive in this competition, and she is in fifth place right now.
Yeah,
Neil?
So
we've had some very generous donors vote, because it does cost $1 a vote. But you know, even if you can, you know what, right now what it looks like is it's a $10 minimum, but I just received a notification that someone sent 4 votes in for her. And this was a complete stranger, no one through Facebook. So it was someone just probably that saw their competition and liked the picture. So there is a way, I believe, to donate just a handful of votes. I did message them on their page and have not heard back. And I think this is, because they're fully funded by volunteers, part of the reason they don't get back to you right away. I remember when we contacted them when we first encountered Olive, and she was wild and living in our tree, and we weren't sure what to do with her. and they took a while to get back to us, and that's why we have a cat now. No. But anyway, you know, if you're a listener, if you're a listener of the show, if you're someone who uses the show regularly, we're not a show that calls and that asks our callers for donations. You know, I remember someone who did a show, Journey into the Light, I think it is. The guy's dead now, so it doesn't matter really if I talk about it. You would have guest psychics on the show, and there was a real hard push to donate to his show. And the donations would get you into the front of the line, and people were pouring money into his pockets to get to the front of the line. And so, you know, of course, we accept donations, but we don't ask for donations from our listeners. We don't. We don't push for donations. And this is a very worthy cause. The only other time we've, I think, asked for donations was for a fundraiser we did for Wildlife SOS. And I think we've asked for donations for the Voiceless Dogs of Nassau Bahamas. These are charity organizations that are very, very well respected, highly rated on Charity Navigator. Actually, the dogs one isn't rated because it's too new or something like that, but she does fantastic work in the field. So we're asking for donations, not for ourselves. We're asking for a charity. And so if people can't afford to put $5 into the till when they come to church every week, you know, there's a little bit of a problem, in my opinion. I think that, people should donate.
We do personally give a lot to animal welfare groups.
Yeah,
we've
donated.
Defenders of Wildlife, National Wildlife Federation.
Wildlife SOS, Avian Underdogs of Lake Forest, they just donated to, which is a local organization. Of course, we donated to the Stray Cat Alliance in honor of Olive.
The elephants, the monkeys.
Yes, Neil has his very own foundation. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Get
and,
it?
You know, the dogs being abused and everything. But, you know, this does...
You didn't laugh at my joke.
No, I heard it. This show does cost us, so we always welcome donations.
We do always welcome donations, but we're not pushing people to, you know...
No, we don't.
Send us money. That's just not our style. And if people feel inclined to give us money, yes. I mean, we'll accept it, but, you know, again, this is a fundraiser for a charity. And if this is how we're asking people who regularly listen and participate in the show to give, $5 or $10 is not a lot to ask. It isn't. It isn't a lot to ask. And I think people should easily part with that amount of money in honor of the work that we do.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Okay. So that's my little speech for the day. Oh. Okay, show's over. But we do have several callers, actually, 407-415 and 313. That's the order. And Ravishing, it's Stray Cat Alliance, by the way, .org or .com. I don't remember. 313 just hung up. I'm scared. 313, but 407's on the air. Hi.
Hello. Hey, Kristen. Hey, Neil. It's Michelle.
Hi,
how are you?
Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
She's 101774, right?
Yes, that is 101774.
Currently embedded in my brain. She's a 343.
I'm calling you today because I have a different question, a really, really different question.
Okay.
I received a letter in the mail the other day that really surprised me. And it's from the Department of Veteran Affairs. So it's about my dad, but ultimately it's about me. So my dad, because he's passed away, for many years he put in a claim for disability with the Veterans Department. And he was consistently denied. And the claim has to do with one of the reasons why he died. Because he was stationed in the military in Thailand, but he was there during the Vietnam War. So officially he was in Thailand, but he did used to go to Vietnam And so he went in there, and also he talked a lot of times about how they were spraying something on the base. I mean, he had talked about this a lot. So there, because the base was in Thailand and not Vietnam, even though there was Agent Orange present, and that's where the Agent Orange came from, they would never give the veterans any claims for that. So they've contacted me and they've asked me for information about him. And I tried like 8 years ago and I got nowhere with it. So I don't know. Is this something viable? Do you think I can, should pursue this or what?
So wait, the first thing is you tried 8 years ago and got nowhere with it. Meaning what? You contacted them and tried to get somewhere as far as,
because
retrieving money or.
Right, because I found all these, maybe they had contacted me as well because he passed away. I don't remember, but I had information and then I tried to do a claim. But again, the issue was he was in Thailand, not Vietnam, but he really was. It just wasn't on his paperwork. But now this claim is coming back. And I had read in the past few years that other veterans were trying to do a claim for this because they were saying the same thing, even though it was in Thailand. They still had Agent Orange present on the base because that's where it was coming from. And these military men were also going into Vietnam.
Well, I mean, my opinion is I would go forward with whatever information they're requesting. I don't know what the wording of the letter is, but I would be very, very detailed in your responses and support whatever, I mean, get supporting evidence, documentation, whatever it is that you need so that you can recoup monies, because in your own words, this is part of the reason he died.
Yes. And that is actually listed. One of the reasons they have of diseases is actually listed on his death certificate. But the big problem is his duties never said that he was going into Vietnam officially on the paperwork. That's where the problem is.
Right. But you said that there is evidence that veterans that were stationed in Thailand were exposed to Agent Orange even without going into Vietnam because they were on base in Thailand?
Yeah, but they're being very specific about it, saying it's just the perimeter of the base, so you have to claim that whoever it was had duties related to the perimeter of the base. I mean, and even the veterans are saying if it's on the perimeter, it's on the base. It's that has nothing to do with it. So the U.S. government's being incredibly specific about it, and most people can't claim that because it's obvious it was on the base, not just the perimeter.
Hmm.
Well,
what do you think, Ken?
You know, you're going to have to. Are there any records about where he was stationed, or?
I have his official DD-17. I think that's what it says, and it says where he was stationed. Yeah, I have that.
I mean, was he anywhere near the perimeter?
I mean, I don't think I have specific information on that in my hand.
And what was the cause of his death?
On his death certificate, one of the causes is ischemic heart disease, which is on this document.
Well, he smoked too, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the problem is that there were other extenuating factors that could have contributed to his death, like heart disease can be caused by cigarettes, for example, cigarette smoking. But
true, but he had his first heart attack when he was 32, though.
Oh well, that's in your favor, and I'm not saying that he didn't. The part of the reason for his death was not the exposure to the chemicals. I'm just trying to think in their. I'm trying to get into their mind.
See,
and,
without specific, they're making it difficult for you because they're. The burden is on you to prove that
right.
his decline and death was caused by Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm.
The burden of proof is on you. You have to find out specifically how does Agent Orange kill people? What are the repercussions of Agent Orange? What and see if your father was linked to any of those ailments. Two, mm-hmm. you'd have to get as close as you can to the perimeter of where he was stationed. And you might, I don't know how you're going to find that out. But
I know.
The burden of proof is on you. They're just not, obviously, they're allowing you to prove it, but they're not going to just hand you money.
But the fact,
I know.
The fact that they reached out to you and contacted you without your, you're not the one who's initiated the contact. So in summation, what does the letter say?
Well, basically it went to my mother, actually went to my parents' old address, and it went to my mother, but obviously she's passed away. So somehow they got my address. My address must have been in the file or whatever. And then that letter was forwarded to me.
But what does it say? I mean, what does the letter say in essence? Like,
it says that they're conducting a review about that issue, and it said that he had had a previous record opened, which he's probably had forever, regarding these specific diseases and if these diseases were related to Agent Orange, and that you need to show evidence that they served within Vietnam or on some ship that went into Vietnam or anything else. But it's not really talking about Thailand.
Michelle, if you can contact mm-hmm. members that were in his unit mm-hmm. and see what if anyone else was succumbed by Agent Orange, to find out mm-hmm. who else was in the unit, if you can do that.
Is that possible?
I don't know, but I know one of his friends died many years ago, actually. But I can't remember that guy's name.
What's your father's birth date?
We had it before a long time ago.
June 9th, 1943.
32-5? Yeah. Well... And what year did he die? How old was he?
He died in 2010. So he's 63, I think.
The best thing you can do is, first of all, see where he was stationed. And then see what the statistics were of other people around that area who contracted Agent Orange. And were there any deaths involved?
Mm-hmm.
If you've got that, even if you can find members in his unit, if you've got that, you've got half the battle, I think, because you can substantiate it by that there were others that died. He died relatively young, but if the symptoms of Agent Orange coincide with his symptoms, and there were units, members in his unit or squad or whatever that also succumbed by Agent Orange, you got a stronger case. You probably need an attorney. To emphasize it, what do they offer?
But I mean, that's what's the thing. Is it worth an attorney?
What's the compensation?
I don't know.
It's just they're not, it could be, yeah.
Well, you can go to Veterans Affairs and see if there's any attorneys within Veterans Affairs, or go down to the Veterans Office and inquire about who you could speak to.
Not only that, but there could be case studies that will allow her, she could research to find out what kind of awards people received when exposed to Agent Orange. So she has some kind of expectation about what she might be able to recover.
Yeah, there are things you can do that sounds like you haven't done them yet. So I'll go to
I tried several years ago and I got nowhere with it, but I didn't expect them to send me a letter.
What did you do several years ago? Just real quick, and 415 will get to you shortly.
I called the center and we talked about it, and I was like, well, how much, is a claim? And they're like, oh, it could be from this to this. It was like a low number to a high number. And then I sent in some documents, and then they told me it wasn't enough evidence.
What documents did you send, though? I mean, that's specifically because...
I photocopied a lot of stuff, and it was his DD-14, and it was his death certificate and other random stuff that I had found in the house.
No.
It's sounding like what we're. It doesn't sound like what we're telling you is what
you've
done. You've supplied.
And you need. You don't just talk to somebody behind the desk. You talk to someone who's involved in the Agent Orange deaths. You need to talk to someone specifically, and get a name and get a relationship, and somebody who investigates these things, so that they might have access to records, and I'm sure they do. And you need to find somebody who's really involved in this process, because there's a lot of military personnel who care about this. And they're joined to represent and support one another. And if there's a death that was caused by Agent Orange, I'm sure you're going to find someone who will represent you or investigate and help you receive those benefits. But that's what you got to do first. Keep calling, inquiring until you get a hold of the person that is involved in this situation with deaths from Agent Orange and is involved in investigating. You might have to look for an attorney within the military or someone who does investigations. You go there first. Also gather anything you can from the unit, people in the unit. Were there any other deaths in that area that he was stationed in? You've got some work to do.
Right.
I would say you've got 3/4 of a month to get this done. And
3/4 of a month.
3/4 of a month. I'm telling you things specifically. You've got 3/4 of a month to get things done. And if you really want to do this, you've got to be active. But not where you're coming from is useless. That's not going to get you anywhere. Don't even consider what you've done. Start all over again and use this approach. If you get what we said, listen to the archives and then go forward with the information we gave.
Yeah, and I think that you can, if you start researching, I mean, the internet is such a vast, I mean, there's so much information. Start looking up cases of people that did get payouts from Agent Orange, and maybe specifically got them after the veteran that was entitled to them was deceased, and how they went about it.
Yeah, you might find something online that represents victims of Agent Orange.
It actually sounds pretty interesting. I mean,
it kind of is. It's science.
It is. I mean, it seems like it would be interesting research to do, not boring. And unfortunately involves your dad's early demise. And we're sorry about that. But,
Yeah, go online and find out who represents victims of Agent Orange.
Okay.
They have the tools and the know-how to investigate.
Okay.
That's
very, very helpful. Thank you very much.
Okay, Michelle.
Okay. Bye. Thanks so much again. I appreciate it. Have a good day. Oh, and happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, 415. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, I'm so emotional. It's been a long time since I called in and
people usually get emotional when they contact us. It's okay.
My name is Tanya.
I'm sorry. Spell your name because it's hard to understand you through the tears.
Sorry, my name is Tanya.
Tanya. It sounds like okay. It sounds like Taria.
I'm highly intuitive. So in my life, I have known what to do, when to do, when things happen, when traumatic events happen, when I've lost everything and have to find that one grain of faith to move forward. 2017, I walked away from my narcissistic mother. It took me almost 50 years to realize the patterns. And I've just been trying to heal and take care of myself. I have walked out of that side of her family with silence. because I need to heal. And my daughter, who I have been estranged from for almost 14 years, has always been closely interwoven with my mother. I've remained silent all these years because I don't feel it behooves my family to go out and prove somebody wrong for me to be right. I've had to walk away from everybody my mom has been connected with. It's been very difficult. And yet I have remained silent to keep my peace. I've had to walk away from my special needs sister, who had my mom has been controlling all these years, controlling our relationship, controlling everything, keeping everybody close to her so they believe her stories. My daughter contacted me recently, and right after she contacted me through text messaging, I responded with an open heart. And the very next day, my sister, who mental health is clearly on the line, left me very upsetting messages, and I understand what she's going through. I can't rat my mom out. I can't do that. I'm not that kind of person. And I just don't know, should I let this all go and still continue to try and heal and move forward with my life? Or should I let my daughter know why I left?
So when she said she left, Anil, I didn't understand what she said. So you left, the situation you left is the situation with your mother? Is that, are we understanding
that
it correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because
that is correct.
It was hard to understand through the tears. So I didn't quite get it, and then I was catching up as you were telling the story and trying to figure it
out.
I'm
so sorry. So
no.
My daughter decided not to have a relationship with me when she was 16 years old. My daughter, correct.
Your daughter.
She is now 30 years old.
Okay.
And in 2017, I chose to walk away from my mother.
Is your mother and daughter close?
Very close, all this time.
They're close. So let's
very
get
close.
Let's get some birth dates. Let's start with your birth date, and then
April
get your
20th,
daughter. Okay.
Yes, April 20th, 1967.
Okay.
My daughter's birthday is April
17th, 1991. Okay. Oh, 5, 12, 22,
29.
And my mother's birthday.
5, 8, 1948. Well, it's interesting. Huh. Okay, 5, 8, 13, 23.
And my brother died on my birthday, April 20th, 2013.
5, 8. Well, your mother is a 35-8. Is that right, Neil? Did I add that up right?
Yeah.
You know, and there's, so it's, you know, it's really interesting. First of all, Tanya, you're a 29-11 too. So you come into the world with problems in relationships. Twos have problems in relationships. Your master number happens to be next to a zero in your day, which complicates matters. Because that zero is like a pit, if you will. I mean, it's...
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to my life.
It presents problems. But what's really interesting is the daughter is a 32-5. Is that what you got? I want to make sure I added this up right. Yeah.
It's a 32-5.
Yeah. So she's a 32-5. And your mother is a 35-8. 5-8 are your mother's first two numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, what's your brother's birth date?
August 28th, 1977.
What did he die of?
There's a lot of shame in the family. No one wants to talk about it. He OD'd.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something about it. So he's 42-6, so he had a really high karmic number. Well, when did he die? What year did you say?
2013, on my birthday. Yeah, and I feel like we're forever connected. Like, I feel his spirit, right? He always came in my room.
Well, he probably is present. Hold on.
So your question, with all this in mind, your question is, do you try to mend things, or do you just walk away and let go of it?
I don't think there's any mending to be done. My mother has really fueled everybody with her stories, and they all believe her, which is why I went out silent. I am no competition for that, level of narcissism.
Your father, are they divorced, or is your father deceased?
My mother and divorced. My mother and father divorced when I was 28 years old. My mother has always belittled him behind his back, always. And you know what? My dad decided to get sober 4 years ago.
Oh, so he's
and
alive.
And as a result, she has told stories of being the victim when she's been the perpetrator. And I'm just, that's why I left silently. I'm no match for her. I just want to be left alone. But at the same time, my sister's mental health is so crucial. And I cannot believe the lengths that have been gone to create so much suffering. That's the part that still angers me. I can deal with anything that comes my way. But my gosh, I had to let my sister go. My mom wouldn't even let my sister come visit me at my own house. I'm 54 years old.
Well, you know, you have two choices. You either have a full cooperation with all the members and you go to Dr. Phil, or you go into therapy.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
That can't. No way.
I didn't think so.
Or you let go. Because the more you...
I will let go. It's the only way I know how.
Well, then
it's
you got...
She's saying she does. But the thing... Well, the thing is, you're saying you're letting go, but you really haven't let go because you're so emotional. Not that that's
correct.
Wrong. And, of course, you're working through your emotions, and it's a process of letting
every
go.
Day.
Not just letting
every
go immediately.
Day.
But
every
the quicker
day.
That
yeah.
you can be able, the quicker that you can sever the ties, and become less emotional about the situation. Say, this is what it is. I'm moving forward. I'm not looking backward. The faster you're going to heal and be able to transcend in whatever way. It is that you need to transcend in your own life. I mean, we haven't really gotten into that.
I had those own traits. I had those own narcissistic traits. And once I became aware of them and I got some really good therapy, you know, I started making the shift to a more peaceful life with less drama.
Well, then, here's your code. Tonya, you're a master number 2 by 29112. That's trouble right there from karma. Your master number is in your day, 2, next to a 0. That's trouble. But as you move forward, you have a 7.
Yeah.
That's the third eye. That's psychic energy. That's visualization. That's all that creative stuff.
Yep.
And 7 is spirituality.
Yep.
So the way
you
get out of this is... If you're going to move forward, don't look back. If you're going to move forward, don't dwell on this stuff. The only way to let go of it is to let go of it. And it sounds like you revisit it a lot. Don't do that. Let go.
Okay.
Find solace in your spirituality and your attitude of higher consciousness. Move forward. Let go of this. That means removing the guilt, removing the memories. Don't dwell on it. Create a new existence for yourself within this existence. You have to be reborn into a new existence. You have to be reborn. How you do that is up to you. But that's what you need to do, and quit dwelling on this because it's going nowhere but destructive.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I just didn't know. Like, it's the first time my daughter's ever reached out to me. Thought her intent was good. I was mistaken.
Well, you're if you go back to karma to find your solutions, you're going to get stung. You're going to get hurt. Don't go there. Create a new family, new people, new friends, new social groups, new consciousness.
I have all of that. I just, you know.
Then don't mix it.
One little thing.
Well,
the fact that you're calling our show and you know, lamenting and going on shows you haven't let go. Let go of it. Let go of it.
I probably, you know, probably being involved with friends and then you see them with their families, that probably triggers you and makes you feel like, oh, why don't I have a family that I can, you know, share holidays
with?
Nope, actually
not at all.
Well,
not at all.
And what's making you hold on then?
With
the fact that you've lost a relationship with your daughter, I mean, is that?
The relationship by choice. I made the choice. We all have choices.
Right.
I made the choice to walk away from a lot of really awesome people in my life.
You know, Tanya.
Maybe I'm still bitter. I guess I'm still bitter.
Wait, you're saying that there are some people that you've had to walk away from that you wouldn't have otherwise cut ties with had you not had these difficult relationships with your daughter, mother.
Correct.
That's what you're saying. Well, I mean, yeah, that's unfortunate, but
your problem is you're you're sensitive, so you also have guilt, hurt. So because of who you are and what you're made of, you made your decisions, but you carry along with it guilt and hurt and remorse. But here, those attributes, those good qualities you have aren't working here. You don't apply that here. You keep those qualities, but you don't put them here. You got to just move forward. Don't lose your sensitivity. Don't lose your ability to be compassionate. Wish them well. Move forward. And let go. You're carrying guilt and hurt is what you're doing. Maybe anger too. These are not healthy. And they're not tools that you can work. They're not going to work. It's like chewing on a hammer. A hammer is for nails, not for, you know, chewing on. Get rid of these tools for this purpose.
Maybe on a teething ring.
And Tanya, maybe in this show you can do it, because you should never call another show and repeat this dialogue again, because you'll never let go if you do. You'll just keep rewinding it over and over. Is that what you want to do with the rest of your life? Come on.
Heck no, that's why I walked away.
Well, then walk away.
Okay.
Quit dwelling on this. Walk away, let it go.
Yeah.
This is what happened. And the only way for you to be healthy now is to think of you, not them.
Thank you.
And it is possible. It is possible to not have an emotional reaction when you think of your family. It is possible. You know, we were just dealing with someone the weekend that is in a situation, totally different situation. It doesn't involve a mother, but is in a position where there's a problem with the children siding with an ex-husband. And what do I do with my family? And there's other family members involved, brother, sister, because of the culture. And she's saying, what do I do? Should I walk away? And of course she's hurting too, crying. And very upset about having to cut ties with her children. When you have children, it's very hard. I mean, it's even harder because, of course, you brought them into the world. So it makes it even more difficult than cutting ties, I think, with probably parents. When you're the person that cared for these beings all their lives. And you know, her solution is to walk away. you know, unless there can be some change. But it's a different situation with her. But anyway, that's what we think. Walk away and don't let yourself become emotional about it.
Okay. Thank you so much, because I've been, you know, it's like I do. I go do healthy distraction, and I focus on my day, and I've got a beautiful garden.
Well, has anyone else given you this advice?
Excuse me?
Has anyone else given you the advice that we've given you?
Yeah, my psyche.
No. As far as people,
no.
Like if you...
No.
Have you called other shows? Have you called other psychic shows by chance? No. Okay.
So I
used to when I was involved with my mom.
Oh, and?
She'd like call me and say, call in. I want to see if you can get a reading. But then what started happening was I stopped getting through on the telephone lines. And my intuition was telling me that the universe is saying, hey, let's not give your mom so much information about you. And let's see what happens. And so I haven't called in for years. Because I didn't think it was safe.
You have a bright future ahead of you, healthy future. You can do this. It can make
you. I know I can.
Oh, God, you have while you're on the planet, make the most of it. Be happy.
Okay.
Get involved in your spirituality, in your visions, in your hobbies. Breath and embrace Tonya. Nobody else right now. Don't be insensitive to people.
Tonya.
Don't be insensitive.
Oh, it's okay. I know my name.
Yeah. Okay, so hopefully this will be the last time you dwell on this. And you'll eventually move out of it and be reborn and have a whole new attitude about life.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time and your energy this morning.
You're welcome, Tonya.
Also, can I donate to my PayPal account? I was just wondering.
I'm sorry?
Donations.
Oh, yeah.
If I go to the website.
You can. You can are you on Facebook?
I am not. I had to let that go 4 years ago as well.
I don't know how to tell you
she wants to
donate. I can't. I shouldn't get my email address out online, should I?
You know what? I'll do it through my boyfriend's Facebook. That's how I'll do it. So
you're what?
Sorry,
I just muted her. You know what?
You can call us after the show and we can talk to you then.
She doesn't have a number. I have her number. I can call you after the show and give you my email.
That'd be great.
That's great. That's what I'll
awesome.
Do. Okay.
Thank
have
you.
Have a great day.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I want to make sure I have the number written down right because sometimes I transpose numbers. Okay. 917, hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Fine. I was actually just listening to your show, but since I have you on the phone,
sorry.
I don't mind asking a question.
Raise your hand, which I should be doing. Yes, go ahead. What's your question? Who are we talking to?
Yes, speaking with Terry. I talked to you guys a long time ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Terry. Yeah, Terry, I remember you gave her advice about a tree. I remember we talked about the tree outside the house. Moving.
Good memory.
We've talked to her
Terry?
A lot, but.
Terry, how do you spell your name?
Yeah, so I haven't talked to you guys in, oh my God, several months now. So I guess my question, do you need my date of birth?
No, we want your spelling of your name first. And we want that too, but I think she's compounded. I think she's pointed out.
Yeah.
What's the spelling of your name? T-E-R-R-Y-T-E-R-I?
T-E-R-I.
How would I have her on mute?
Because she wasn't. She couldn't hear us.
No.
T-E-R-I?
No, we wouldn't be able to. If she was on mute, we wouldn't be able to hear her.
Oh,
I mean, if I had the computer, it doesn't matter.
What's your birthday, Carrie?
It's 8/12/80.
8/12/80.
Yeah. Yeah, Carrie, I just don't remember. Yeah. She works for the city, or she did. Are you still in that job?
Yeah, I'm still in that job.
There's a lot of background noise. That's like there's like something rubbing cloth, rubbing your against the piece of the phone.
Yeah.
So
I'm still with the job.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Whatever's
can you
going
me?
On with your mouthpiece has got to quiet down because it's tough to hear you. So you're still with the job. Did you make a move? You were trying to move last time we talked to you.
No, I didn't do the move, but the move is coming toward the end of the year.
Okay, yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead, talk.
Yeah, the move is coming toward the end of the year.
At the end of the year, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my question is, I'm interested in getting a used car, and I would like to know, do you think September or October will be a good month?
Yeah, and you were in a car. Weren't you in a taxi accident? Weren't you in an accident in a taxi cab?
Yeah, but I'll be doing my own driving. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you see, and you got a settlement though, right?
Yeah, I did get the settlement. I did receive the settlement.
Okay. And you're wondering if we see you getting used car in
September,
or October? Well, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Which month is better, are you asking me?
That's what she's asking.
Oh, you're asking which month is better?
Yeah, September or October. I'm thinking October.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't say so.
No, you have 8/1 in your first two numbers, and your 1981 is a 1/8. That becomes a 9, which is September. You don't want to do October. I understand that you may have a feeling, but you see, the problem is this. Your question is legitimate because when you buy a car and what car you buy can have repercussions later. Cars have karma. And
karma.
Karma.
It's called karma. With a C.
Yeah, karma. So has anything special ever happened to you in either the month of September or October? Anybody's birthday, any events?
Not that I can remember. You said in the past, or is something coming up this October?
Anytime, Terry. In September or October, are those months important to you in any part of your history?
Actually, September is a good month. Let's see here. September is actually a good month. I'm just trying to see part of the history. I don't know anyone's birthday right offhand in the month of September. You know why I like September? Because the weather changes. That's why.
Yeah.
The weather starts to change. That's one thing.
In your background, are there any teachers or anyone in education?
Yeah, I had a very good teacher that I haven't talked to him in a while, but he was very motivative toward me, and he felt that I could really, if I progress, that I can really, really climb up, I can climb ahead into a company. Yeah, prevail.
Okay, to answer your question, September.
Okay, so we'll take September. That's perfect.
Yeah. And what kind of car do you want to buy?
It's just going to be a used car. It can be maybe a Honda, Civic, anything that's, not anything, but it has to be the right vehicle.
Preferably get a silver one, gray or silver.
Do you have a preference over color?
So, you know what? I think I'm going to go with a different color. Normally I would get black or reddish, but I think I'm going to go with silver this time.
You know what? I wouldn't get a black because it's going to get hot in the car. And red is a ticket
well,
magnet.
Said silver. And that's
yeah,
I'm
I know.
Yeah.
So normally she would go for a red or black.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying why not to get a red or black car. Plus,
black
cars are hard to keep looking clean.
Yeah.
They
and
showed
when was what month was your accident in? What year?
So we're in 2021. That had to be in the 2019 going into 2020.
She was a passenger, though. She was in a taxi cab.
Got it. That's karma. What month?
That was in January.
Yeah.
And she was
January is relevant to October because it's 1/0 or 1. So you want to do September. get a Honda silver car, and you know what? Just for the heck of it, for the fun of it, take some kind of course online. Learn something.
Yes, I agree.
You've been thinking about that, right?
Actually, yes. Something that there's a course that I have to actually complete online. It's a computer class that I began taking during the COVID pandemic. So now the class is going to complete the class. I need to take one more class, which is in September. I'm taking that course.
There we go. So we got everything's bingo. Everything, we got validation. You're going to take a course online. We're psychic, so we get this stuff. You're going to take a course online. You're going to get the Honda in September, a silver one, and go on with your life and be happy. That's what we get.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Okay, Terry.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
Okay.
Well, we only have a few minutes left.
You had done some research on the topic.
I did do research on a topic, but there's 4 minutes.
What was the topic?
We're going to talk about empathy, but I don't want to start talking about it today. I mean, do you think? It's 4 minutes. I would rather start
have
a stream, fresh stream of time. I mean, a fresh stream of consciousness rather than, you know, have it broken up between episodes.
We'll start next time on that topic.
That's very empathetic of you.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I guess that's
we're done. That's our show.
Thanks, callers. Again, if you feel inclined to donate to either the cats or to our show, do so. And keep supporting our show. It does cost us to be on, but that's our gift to you. And as much as free readings are a gift to you, that's there as well. And it's been 9 years we've been doing this diligently and responsibly for 9 years, at least twice a week. And so we will continue to be a service to you whenever you need us.
That's right. Okay. Well, we are back on the air. And we'll be moving towards our 10th year. I mean, we are moving towards our 10th year today, but I mean, we'll be within that. We'll be closer to year 10 on Friday. Wow. We'll be past the 9 year mark. And that show is at a regularly scheduled time. My tongue is lazy today. 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. We thank you for listening. And to those callers that contributed as well. Bye-bye.